You're listening to SBS News.
We are witnessing the future.
The future is dark.
Very, very dark.
Nepal is witnessing its worst unrest in decades. The country's Prime Minister, Khadga Prasad Oli, has resigned amid anti-government protests. It comes at the same time protesters set fire to Parliament and the homes of some of the country's top political leaders. The houses set on fire include those of the leader of the largest party, Nepali Congress, the President and the Home Minister. The violent protests in the country's capital, Kathmandu, was initially triggered by a Gen Z protest movement sparked by a ban on social media that was later lifted. It was fueled by growing frustration and dissatisfaction against the political parties in the country over corruption. At least 19 people were killed and more than 100 others injured during rallies a day earlier. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, is pleading with security forces in the country to exercise utmost restraint to avoid further such bloodshed and harm.
It is important that the voices of young people are heard. Protesters have the right to express peacefully their political frustrations and grievances over corruption and a ban on social media platforms. I have received concerning reports of unnecessary and disproportionate use of force by the security forces.
According to Amnesty International, police on Monday were trying to crush the rallies as they used live ammunition. Nepal's military has warned against activities that could lead the country into unrest and instability in the nation's 30 million people. Several social media sites, including Facebook, YouTube and X, were blocked on Friday after the government cut access to 26 unregistered platforms. It's understood since then, videos contrasting the struggles of ordinary Nepalese with the children of politicians flaunting luxury goods and expensive vacations have gone viral on TikTok, which was not blocked. But on Tuesday, despite the government lifting its order and the apps returning online, protests reignited, spreading from the capital to multiple cities nationwide. Nepali Australians spoke to SBS Nepali, saying they have been saddened by the developments in their home country that have seen deadly protests and the resignation of the Prime Minister in a matter of days. Kusum Magar, president of the Craigieburn Nepalese community, has told SBS Nepali that the official response to the protests has been a massive overreaction to legitimate concerns.
I'm very sad and mentally we are really disturbed and shattered down. And I condemn demonic action from the government, same on you government. It is really bad action.
According to government statistics, people aged 15 to 40 make up nearly 43% of the population in Nepal. Mani Shrestha is a student in Sydney who's been living here for almost a decade now.
It's not just about the government wanting the international social media to be registered in Nepal and have this compliance officer and whatever they have, put the flowery words on it. It's not just about that. It's about the government wants to control how people talk.
Kamal Timilsina is the treasurer for the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Australia chapter in Western Australia. He offers his deepest condolences to the lives lost.
It's not come all of the sudden. It was accumulated frustration from the last 20 years against the ruling parties in Nepal. That's, we believe, from the overseas and all the diaspora community, I believe.
Keshav Sharma from Brisbane is the president of Queensland Nepalese Cultural Centre.
I think the problem could have been resolved with some other means, but the government chose to use forces, which again is unfortunate and unwarranted. We are with the people who have been affected by this incident, and I think this will go as a dark day in Nepal's history.
Yakindra Timilsina, who's the president of Nepalese Association of Victoria, tells SBS Nepali he stands in solidarity with Nepal's young generation and calls for a collective effort to protect and empower them.
I'm actually saddened by the recent tragic loss of young members of Generation Z in Nepal. Their deaths are heartbreaking, a loss for the family and a setback for the nation's future. Nepalese Association of Victoria urges urgent action to address the challenges facing youth, including social, economic and mental health issues.
Manisha Chawla again is a community member from Melbourne. She says she has been heavily traumatized by the incident.
I know what Gen Z protester wants. They have got only two agendas that needs to be addressed. But I'm so unclear about government's want. I wish I knew what they want so that this can be ended. There will be no more dead bodies on the road. How many dead bodies does the government want for the problem to be addressed? I'm heavily concerned to the point I've never been concerned this much in my life related to politics.
Abba Adhikari has told SBS Nepali that while it was powerful to see young people raising their voice for change, it was terrible to see so many lose their lives amid the turmoil. Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.